On this day, October 22, 1962, President John F. Kennedy addressed the nation to reveal that U.S. spy planes had discovered Soviet nuclear missiles in Cuba. His televised speech marked the beginning of the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tense 13-day standoff that brought the world to the brink of nuclear war.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Also on this day, in 1797, the first recorded parachute jump was made by André Jacques Garnerin from a hydrogen balloon above Paris. Also on this day, in 1879, Thomas Edison successfully tested a workable electric light bulb at his lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey.